I want you to know, every politician, every government person is a bunch of liars, and they're full of shit. Yes, they're full of shit.
Well, isn't there a porta potty down there to take care of the local shit?
Yes, they have a porta potty for the peaceful demonstrators in front of 701 Ocean Street. So we would like to get some sleep every night and not be bothered.
And what if they're not peaceful? Do they not get to use the same facilities?
The police can use the toilet if they would like to. We don't mind.
Has any policeman accosted anybody and said, move your things or else?
One man did get accosted the first night for having his stuff about 20 feet from him, but he fixed it, so they didn't arrest him or give him a ticket.
And then, since then, how many people have come? How many people, animals, children, or the like?
Well, since I talked to Robert, he said there was about 20 people there last night, and he's hoping for more tonight.
This is Tuesday night, and it started on the 4th, the Independence Day night, right?
Yeah. Yes, Sunday night at about 8 o'clock. That's when it started. I was there at 9, and we all had a good time looking at the police run around like chickens with their heads cut off, shaking people, lighting firecrackers everywhere.
Yeah. I left about 12:30, and then I guess people were still hanging out, and they didn't come. When I left, there were two sheriffs, or maybe it was Santa Cruz police. They were coming by and giving some dirty looks, and then they left. Then I left. But since then, were you there last night, caller?
No, I wasn't there last night, but I was in touch with a few of the people, Robert Norris, and he told me that I was missed, but they did have a good time, and they served soup and had a good time.
Yeah, the Sentinel had a great quote from Ed Fry, I guess you'd call him, like, no, we can't call him the founder or the ringleader, but everyone's equal in this. But they quoted one of the sleepers, and they quoted one of the lawyers, and I don't think they quoted Robert at all. So it shows, you know, that everybody's in it equally. Everybody's there besides just the usual.
Yes, there are some really good people down there, and they're very knowledgeable about what the government is doing to the American people.
Which
is stepping and smashing them as fast as they can. We're all just a bunch of Michael Moores out here. Them. They don't like Michael Moore. They don't like people that like to sleep. They want to keep us all insane.
Yeah, because lack of it, because it's not good for your, health.
Well, they like to start wars and stuff like that. That's not very good for anyone's health. They sit on the sidelines and watch people die and fill up caskets and smile and spread lies.
So I read that Ryan Coonerty, who's now the mayor? I keep losing track. You know, they keep switching off. Anyway, he said anyone who doesn't agree with what Santa Cruz is doing should run for city council. And I'm wondering if Ed Fry is aware that maybe his future lies at the city council level.
Yes, I hope Ed Fry gets all the way into that governmental building, and I hope he takes away every aspect of what they're trying to do here in Santa Cruz, make music illegal. That is a fascist thing. They are very inept at what they are doing in the government building.
At the government building level, yeah. So why do you think we're being ignored there? Because it's not the jurisdiction of the sheriffs?
No, they know exactly that we plan to call their bluff. We want television there. We want to show these people that run this building, that have their cush jobs, that they are wrong, and they don't want to come out of their closet because they know we will call their bluff.
And how long do you think it'll take, in your opinion?
It's going to take us as long as we need till they surface. themselves. They love money, but they don't love people. So there is a difference.
Yeah.
In what they love and what they hate. And we are what they hate, and they like money, and people to them are not money. They are fecal matter. We are being treated like fecal matter here in Santa Cruz, and we don't appreciate it, Mr. Coonerty or Mr. Rotten or Sergeant Harms or anyone wearing or displaying a political device that we do not approve of, which is many of them at this point. War, starvation, sleeping ban, and just freedom. They do not want us free. They want us to be squelched out.
What do you think of that?
Where are you calling from? What are you looking at right this second?
I'm looking at the comic news. Let's see.
I'm trying to find that article.
I'm reading, finally, some justification for this war. There are widespread mineral deposits in Afghanistan. So that is what they are fighting for. Widespread mineral deposits. Money. That's what they're fighting for. They want their money.
Hello.
Do you think that, that they'll find it? Like, you remember that movie Magic Christian?
Yes, kind of like One Tin Soldier. Peace on Earth was all it said under that rock.
Yeah.
So what are they fighting for? They're fighting for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I think you said it.
Yes, and they're all polluting the Gulf of Mexico, and they don't care. They have this media attention, and they want it all to spread their lies. A century of lies.
Century of lies, I know.
Yes, and George Washington would be very upset along with Thomas Jefferson, and on the way down past many different perverts that were in office at that time during the slavery periods. Pedophiles and child molesters were in government then.
So how I feel about that is...
they were terrible, just terrible people. But I did respect the Constitution, which they're trying to stamp out right now.
So, you have a good night.
Yeah, I hope you get down there. Somebody's going to be calling me from down there. I'd like to hear the lowdown.
Yes, I want to hear what they have to say down at 701 Ocean Street. All the friendly people down there that don't wear badges, that do prescribe to freedom, the right to sleep, and the right to be yourself.
Correct.
So, hey, Coral, you have a good night, okay?
Okay.
And I'll see you.
I'll be hearing you. All right, thanks for the call.
Peace Santa Cruz.
Peace Camp Santa Cruz.
That's right, 701 Ocean Street, Peace Camp, tonight.
2010, yahoo.
Stand up for your rights, everyone. We are people, we're not fecal matter.
Can bring a drum and a megaphone. Okay, thanks for that report. Yeah, the article I'm trying to find. Well, it was in today's Sentinel all about the sleep out. Quoted Ed Fry, who I think should... I'll definitely be on the ballot for Santa Cruz City Council, quoted Lee, and it gave a pretty sensible view of what's happening, and I don't know where it is over here, so if anybody has the latest of what's happening this minute, call me up, Santa Cruz, the Tangerine Dream Show here at 427-3772. I'm going to hang up so you can call. And thank you for listening to Free the Land. I'm hosting in for Free Your Freedom. So I'm going to find my page, read some news, put some music on next. Da-da. And he wanted me to play his Paul Facer show. I mean, his Paul Lee show with Robert Facer. Robert is being accused of sleeping on the beach and not telling anybody, not getting permission to do so. You know, that's no-no. He didn't go down to the homeless service center the night before to see if there's any openings, not so he could have a permission slip to sleep on the beach. And he neglected to do so, and he didn't have a written permission. So they gave him a big hefty fine, and then he had to get a lawyer in order to say, oh, you should have got this piece of paper, which I'm going to have to go get to show the judge that there wasn't enough places to sleep that night, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll be putting that show on for Free or Freedom, and I'm still hoping to get some calls about anything going on at the, you know, any the latest news. So until then, I'm going to play a song to get my wits. We're in the midst of an album.
I don't know what I'd do if I ever had to stop dreaming. You know, it takes everything I've got to make some dreams come true. So I'll dream that I will wake with you tomorrow. And tonight we will dance by the light of that moon. I dream we were
dancing alone after midnight,
holding
tight to each other.
Do you hear me?
I do.
Okay. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Carl.
Hi. So you're at 701 Ocean Street tonight?
Yeah. And we have Fox News here.
Hey.
KTVU from Channel 2, Oakland.
Great. We were just discussing that. We were hoping that they showed up.
Yeah. Did they call you or somebody else?
Oh, yeah. Drummer Dave called. I believe that was him. It's hard to distinguish his voice. He's hoping all the media was going to show up and... Here they are. So we want to get their latest news on what they think of what's going on. Or what are they saying? What are they asking?
Oh, pretty much the same that everybody else is asking. What's the purpose of this? What are you protesting? How long are you going to be here? How many people are going to show up? All that sort of stuff. You know, sort of superficial stuff. But anyway, that's...
I thought you were...
It's going to be on their 10 o'clock news. And I don't know what channel. If you get Comcast, I don't know. It's not 2. It's some other channel.
And were you the rep? Were you interviewed tonight, Ed?
Yeah.
You were represented well in the news of Sentinel. They didn't slice it up too bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Is that you talking about the Sentinel newspaper or their website?
The website.
I haven't read that. Yeah.
Well, the article that where you and Lee were quoted as the Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, what's happening right now? Are they still asking questions?
People are just arriving in larger numbers, and let's see, some musicians are here. Valerie is playing her guitar, and there's another fellow, I don't know his name, he's here. And Robert Norris and Free and Corbett and Lee. Is it Lee or Lee? I shouldn't be showing my ignorance over the air. And a few other people whose names I don't know.
Okay, I tell Free I heard him call, and I don't think he heard me because I didn't have that turned up. But you can put Valerie on when we're done talking. She can play something over the air here.
Like, okay, good.
Some kind of piece. So what's the plan? To stay till 8 a.m.? Did that happen the last two nights?
That's right. That's right, 8 a.m. You're on the radio.
Got to get up closer. Live remote.
How many more must be on the street before we see their bodies? If there's how many rights will we lose till we know that we lost too many rights? Yes, and how many people must be treated wrong before we stand up and fight? Blowing in the wind, yeah, blowing in the wind.
Take that, free radio.
Hey, it was a live remote broadcast from the streets.
Live in color.
In color, is it dark yet?
Not yet, but it's pretty gray overhead.
It sounds good. It doesn't video well in the dark, but, you know, that's okay. So I heard it. And we played it, and
cool.
And so, what's going on after about 1 a.m. the last two nights? Does people sleep, or do you stay up? Or
people sleep. Sometimes somebody pretty high arrives and makes some noise and stuff, and wakes everybody up for a while, and then they calm down.
Like the street cleaners, you mean?
No, no. Yeah, well, them too. But it's pretty calm and that's what we wanted here, peace camp.
Yeah, I heard that it's called peace camp for a certain reason. You want to attract peaceful nature so that you can see that that's all that we're trying to do. It's not, well, I don't know. You have a philosophy about if it should be a peace camp the whole way. Is it because we want a way to sleep just peacefully, or is it because of any other reason?
Well, peaceful behavior is kind of catching, you know, and people get your vibe, and then they reciprocate, and they come back peacefully rather than aggressively. So, nonviolence as a practice is what I hope that we consistently practice here at the peace camp, because then the sheriffs have been really wonderful, and I think they'll continue to be that. In fact, the Sentinel called me today.
Yeah.
Said now, Mr. Fry, what about the fact that you're at the county courthouse grounds, and therefore the city of Santa Cruz tells me that they're not going to prosecute, they're not going to enforce the law there, and the county sheriffs aren't going to enforce it. So, isn't it your purpose to get arrested? And I said, well, our purpose is to find a safe and peaceful place to sleep. And apparently now, with what you're telling me, sir, we have found that. Because if nobody's going to interrupt our sleep and breach the peace, you know, peace officers will have stopped breaching the peace, at least in this little corner of Santa Cruz. So we found a safe place to sleep. The only problem is that they have sprinkler system, and the authorities aren't likely to turn them off just for our own benefit. So we're going to have to sleep on the parking lot if we get too big, you know. If we get a huge agglomeration of people here, we're going to have to expand out into the parking lot.
Oh.
But that's probably in the future. I don't think tonight we're going to have any problem. This plaza in front of the courthouse. Anyway, the plaza in front of the courthouse is plenty big enough for the crowd we're going to have tonight, I think.
How has it been about 8 a.m? Has it been people getting up and leaving?
Yeah, people getting up before 8, of course, because by 8 o'clock everything is spick and span clean and everything's gone. Everything's removed. So,
and is there free parking? Everybody wonders if they can just park overnight. Without any fear, yeah.
No problem, yeah.
What if they want to sleep in their car overnight?
Becky does that, and others, so sure, no problem. Sheriffs haven't hassled anybody so far.
Now, what was going to happen when and if in the middle of some night there's a sweep and the police come and they start waking people up? Who's going to be the one to talk?
I don't know.
Is it going to be everybody or?
I'm certainly willing to talk, and, you know, others, just about anybody could talk, you know. Depends on who they approach. Also, I'm certain to try to take part in the discussion. And Robert, I'm sure, is certain to try to take part in the discussion. So,
will there be any outcome that you're hoping for by that
discussion? Well, the outcome is that they leave us alone, and we can then tell everyone, all the homeless, that, hey, here's a place to sleep peacefully and safely. So come on down. You know, that's what we're saying. And I think we'll be able to keep saying that unless the sheriffs change their attitude or their policy. We even have an outhouse, you know, and it's so all the conveniences.
And it's right out in the front, so people, yeah. There's plenty of light.
Oh, plenty of light, yeah. Yep. So.
Anyone else there that wants to say a word or two? Come right on.
Okay. Let's see. How about sleep? Or orbit?
Boy. I can play some music here.
Let's see. How about Valerie? Oh, she's being interviewed by Fox News right now.
Well, I want to hear what happens. That's really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens with Fox News, you mean, or what happens generally?
Well, anything. If the news is going to stick around there, or if they're writing a story for tonight, just for 10 o'clock?
They have a 10 o'clock broadcast, so they'll probably hang out for just another half hour or so and talk to the new arrivals and then do their thing, put it together.
So what's the one that was scavenging for garlic cut to say?
You're free. Let's see, where the heck is he? I don't see him around. He wasn't feeling good, as you probably know. Let me ask around here. Robert, you know where Free went? How about Danelle Smith? You know her?
Anyone is just great.
All right. Danelle, would you like to say a few words over the radio? Uh-huh. Girls show? No? Okay. No, she'd rather not.
So, do people have enough blankets, enough, you know, stuff to sit on? Or are you all talking to each other? Or?
People pretty much bring their own equipment, you know. Come on, Leaf. Here he is.
All right.
Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, I didn't know that you were going to be such a voice in the Sentinel, and you weren't even slandered much. You were.
No, they actually. It was a new reporter. She actually did a pretty good job. She got the quotes anyway, about 80% correct. The only part that got chopped, and I suspect it was more due to editorial decision, was what I basically said to her was a city engaged in criminal behavior by not filing their housing plan, then they criminalized their victims and the resultant behavior. So whoever was responsible left the criminal actions of the city thing out of it. But other than that, they got pretty well right.
So did you have a pretty good night the last couple of nights?
Peaceful dreams? I live outside. I just consider this a clean, well-lit place. Last night, it frizzled for a while, and it didn't really get anything wet, but later on, when the marine layer settled and the air cooled down, it got sort of wet on the ground. And everybody's just sleeping under the eaves. People started to stir in the building regarding opening it at about 20 after 6, 6:30 or so, but no one seemed perturbed. The sheriffs have been polite and non-hands-off. And I don't honestly think they're much interested. I think they give a flying fuck about the bad publicity the city might get out of it, if any. Although Ryan Coonerty, as much as I despise him, did make a good point. From 8 o'clock at night till 8 o'clock in the morning, there's no interference with anything they're doing. It seems like, in order to make it more effective, maybe some flyers being handed out in the daytime. I don't know what the canvassing privileges are around a courthouse or anything like that. But it seems that no one's here in the evening, so it's sort of like it's here, but unless the media's here, who notices? You know what I mean?
And so what do you think about our effectiveness in getting attention to the rest of the city?
Well, to the rest of the city.
I
know the Sentinel article is getting enough hate mail on the topics forum. Man, Santa Cruz has a really high-class set of black-shirted ignoramuses. I don't know where they all came from, but I suspect it was the same suburb that breed yuppie scum that's never met anybody that isn't just like them, and the whole world's a scary place, and they responded with anger and fear, and you can see it on the Sentinel forum.
Yeah, anybody reads that. I want to ask Ed Fry a question about his intentions politically.
Okay. He's right here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Ed, that's you. Hey, Cole.
Hey, there's some talk that if you have political ambitions, maybe they should be directed towards running for another office, maybe city council. Even Ryan Coonerty suggested it. Well, not directly to you, but what do you think of that?
Did you say that Ryan Coonerty suggested it?
Anybody that opposes what the city's doing with the sleeping ban.
Oh, well, yeah, he suggested that
a lot
he
of
challenged the law. But I had to write him a letter today telling him that, hey, we are challenging the law in Weinberg's case, you know.
Yes.
We're trying to. That's why we're here, because they had brought, you know, Blinder had a hearing date set for his appellate hearing, 3-judge panel here in Santa Cruz, on June the 17th, and they postponed it till, you know, for over 90 days back into September. So
that's not very timely, is?
Yeah, justice delayed once again. So that's why I was moved to call this protest. We don't want to wait any longer, you know. People need to sleep every night. They can't wait till September to sleep. And
yeah, he was unjustly given a ticket for not getting permission to ahead of time. No,
yeah.
Having to prove that he checked whether there was enough bedding or not, or enough shelter bedding.
Well, right. They deprived him of the break that they give everyone else when there's no shelter spaces. They say, well, we'll dismiss your ticket. But for him, he was honest enough and said he didn't believe in using the shelter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you don't want to use the shelter, then you're guilty.
Now, look, hypothetically, Ed, if you were on the city council and a person like Robert Facer presented that reason, how would you handle him? How would you look at this behavior? Would you excuse him right away? Or?
If I was on the city council, I would say, look, fellow members, let's get rid of this camping ban, you know, and a lot of other unjust laws, like singing in the mall.
So will you consider running for city council? Will you announce it?
You know, I don't even live in the city of Santa Cruz, so it's kind of a moot point, although I guess I could take an apartment or something. Somebody else's address. I don't know what would work.
So but if you did do all that, you'd consider it?
Yeah, I mean, I would think about it. But right now I'm focusing on trying to get the 8,600 ballot signatures that I'm supposed to have.
And how successful is that going?
Not very. Not very at all, actually. But
it's a lot to ask of anyone. Anybody.
Well, it is. And Sam Farr only needs 4,000 signatures. Because he's in the Democrat, and they've got the laws wired for Democrats and Republicans, not independents.
Not independents. Can't even get on June ballot. Primary.
Yeah, independents weren't on the June ballot because the only party members were primary for party candidates. Yep.
So does this protest create any kind? Does it keep people? Do you think more alert and awake, or are people feeling calm enough to safe enough to go to sleep?
Oh, people are pretty calm. I mean, we're not, you know, sitting here chanting or singing protest songs. We're just hanging out, you know, sharing stories and that sort of thing, and just having a good time. It was great when Kate Wells was here the other night. You were here, remember? And she gave us some great stories about that hearing down in Pasadena, where George Kovacevic kind of blew it for the city with his apparently inept comments. I haven't read the transcript or heard any recording of the hearing, but from the way she described it, it was pretty ludicrous things he said.
Yeah.
So, Robert Norris is likely to win that case at the trial level, or force the city into settlement for very substantial taxpayer money, because he's entitled to attorney's fees under the Civil Rights Act that they sued under.
I watched that video, which was made 8 years ago, and his whole grievous act lasted about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And they extended it to the point where they had to add on something to it to make it worthy of protest, appealing, or because it was almost like it was a Saturday Night Live or something, because he did it silently and he started talking to someone. I guess it was a lady he was feeling that was misrepresented and told to leave. Oral communications, the whole reason for his lifting his arm that way. And then it was, I think, Tim Fitzmaurice, who just like nonchalantly said, "I'd like to ask Robert Norris to leave," like about a minute later. And it was really poor timing or something. It was not that they were really outraged and grabbed Norris at the same minute. You know, they like took their time.
Yeah. And then the cop, Robert asked the cop, why are you kicking me out of the meeting? The cop scratches his head and says, "Well, I'm not sure.
I need to know.
Let me go ask John Barisoni." He goes over to John Barisoni. John scratches his head. Well, he wasn't sure either.
Yeah, as if it didn't matter to them if they didn't know or not. Yeah.
Keystone Council. Yeah. So Becky's here. You want to hear from Becky?
Becky, I want to hear from Becky. And
all right.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you.
Sure.
Come on back if you want.
All right. Hang on. Becky's making a collection. She'll explain to you what it is. Hey, you're on the radio. 101.1.
Hey, 101.1.
Hi.
Rocks. What's going on there, Miss Johnson?
I'm soliciting money from all of the poor and homeless people around here. We're soliciting spare change for the rich. It's our campaign.
Oh, are you going to give it to a rich person you meet?
I was very certain. Well, I'll just read what it says on the donation can. It says, "Please give. Donations will be used to buy John Barisoni a new $50,000 door. Please give generously, as solid ivory doors inlaid with 14 karat gold are not cheap." And we already have 12 cents in the dead battery. So, a fresh living battery. I think it's more than Barisoni deserves, but anyway, so we're alms for the rich. Alms for the rich.
Go
here,
give generously, everyone.
Here looks like some marks here. Easy marks. Please, we're trying to raise money for John Barisoni's $50,000 to work. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Will it be delivered to...
She's busy talking. I hate to solicit from a seated position anyway.
Are you getting a door at any special location? Or are you just going to, like, maybe any old door?
I'm going to have to look on at, online and see, at some of the special auctions where you can find a door that costs $50,000. That's kind of hard to come by. It's sort of a specialty item.
Maybe you should have iron bars on the door.
Well, maybe something not flammable. I think it should be asbestos doors, because John Barisoni doesn't seem to be too popular.
No, and he can't figure out who could and why it could be that he's not popular, which kind of person or case they could be angry about. I don't know.
I can't imagine, you know. But in any case, I heard he's planning on getting all new carpeting in the building.
Oh.
After all, you know, he's deeply offended that someone burned a trash can on his front porch. And so he really needs to soothe his messed up feelings. And besides, the insurance company will pay for it, right?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Santa Cruz, the city of Santa Cruz, self-insured.
So that means what?
It means we pay for it again.
Well, that's what it is. Does everybody know enough about that? I don't know.
We'll pay for it, and then they'll bill Miguel Balderas until, you know, he's been dead for 300 years.
Yeah.
You know. Kind of like they did in the old South.
It'll never be left alone, then. He'll always have somebody to blame. No, I don't know.
Hey, it's a hoot nanny down here. They're starting hootin', and I see a few nannies hanging out.
Yeah,
I'm one, maybe.
I think it's good to have people all be aware of this.
You know that song, when Have You Been to Jail for Justice?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Ed's got this porta potty on the back of his pickup truck. And let me tell you, you get inside there, and when you've given a shit for justice, it feels really good.
Oh, I see. Well, that's great feedback.
So I think people should come down and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, I do too. Anyone has any questions, call Becky. No.
Right, and also don't forget to come bring your donations down to we're raising funds to repair John Barisoni's $50,000 door.
Yeah, bring your donations and your musical instruments and plenty.
We ran out of blankets last night. We had people coming in late night that had no blankets and they were in need.
It would be nice to have donations of blankets too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I think was the most badly needed item last night that we ran out of. It is an alcohol and drug free event. Not that we have any control over who comes or what they do, you know.
Are Take Back Santa Cruz people identified as such welcome to come?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
They can come down, they can sign our petition for the sleeping against the sleeping ban. They can listen to the music. They can, they can lay down a bedroll and go to sleep and freeload just like the rest of us.
All right.
It's fun.
I'm hoping someone calls me and asks me about it. I have about 5 more minutes on the show, and then I'm
oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll see you down here.
And I'll
be fantastic.
Be glad to do that. And thanks for everyone who's called or told me what's happening there. So Fox News is there still?
Yes.
And if I'll be coming and getting close to the, you know, I'll be getting a direct report myself soon. Hello. So thanks for your report. Thanks for the
anytime. And thanks for covering it.
Thanks for caring. Thanks for the donations.
Okay. Sleep on, Santa Cruz.
Get your sleep. Yeah, Ocean Street.
Get your Z's.
Yeah, get your Z's on Ocean Street. Thanks, Becky.
Bye.
Anybody else? Bye. That was a report from the street. From the 2010 sleep out, and the lines are open. If you want to call me, I'm still here another 10 minutes at Force. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. I got a call here. Free radio.
Fry, he needs your votes, because it's only going to be 4,000 for Sam Farr, who doesn't believe in the equal sign, right? Equal elections. He's got the 4,000, and he's in. And it's going to take Ed 8,000, Ed Fry. So remember, Sam Farr is not an equal opportunity guy. He is just like Coonerty or Rockin or Harms or anyone who would hold the hand of the homeless down to the ground along with their head with his foot on it and say, no, you're wrong for being homeless. And that is wrong for the U.S. government to have these people working under them that do these kinds of things, get elected, get people hurt, won't let people sleep. I am upset at Santa Cruz. You guys don't have open bathrooms 24 hours a day. And where's my benches on Pacific Garden Mall? I love you, Freak Radio. Get my message out there to these idiots and get them down there to San Juan Ocean Street to sign that petition, because they need to know that sleeping should be legal. You have a good night.
Enough said. Hey, I mean, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Now the lines are open. 427-3772. If we have a debate, a person that calls should call 469-3119 right away, so that the next person that wants to talk to us on the three-way can call 427-3772. So please call 469-3119. And you're listening to the Free the Land show. I'm hosting for Free Your Freedom, who had to take off to forage for some garlic for his upset stomach. I'll play a little music here.
The world is turning inside out. The wind cries out in pain. We might die today. London Bridge is falling down. Battlefields and unmarked graves. But there upon those hallowed grounds, the people stand in candlelight to pray for peace again. Mama, don't you wake me up. Please don't wake me up. The world is turning inside out. No one knows the way. We might die today. I may toss and turn tonight. Covers up over my head. You might think that it's all right to shake me now and wake me up, but wait a while instead. Mama, don't you wake me up. Please don't wake me up. The world is turning inside out. The sky is turning gray. We might die today. We might die today, yeah. We might die today.
Thanks for being